is the only business.
Monday, Parshas Yisrael Shir Nun.
Okay, Rabbi. The last time we were together, I think was Thursday, we spoke about the sugya of Arev. We spoke about two pshatim of Arev, the Rashi and Tosfos. Sorry, Rashi and the Ritva, I remember correctly. Correct me if I'm wrong. Was Rashi and the Ritva the two pshatim and Arev? My head's a little bit out. Which is it Hana or the Ritva Rajba? I'm remembering now. The Ritva Rajba, Tosfos, Riazuk, and they all say it's the Hana that you're listening. And we said, according to the Rush. According to the Rush, we also want to say possibly in Rashi, it's the actual Nesinus Pruta is considered to be the Hana. That was the Machlokes. Now we come to the next sugya of Eved Kanani, and over here, Baruch Be'er brings that you could have the same Chakira in theory, which is, what is the, how does Eved Kanani work? Is it as if Mamash is if that he's giving it, or is it the Hana, the fact that you gain the Hana? But the sugya in Eved Kanani, also we find the Machlokes here between Rashi and Ritva. What's the case? The case is, the Gemara says, Heiloch Manav is Kachi Leploini, Mekudeshes Midin Eved Kanani. Heiloch Manav, take this money and be Mekudeshes to Ploini. She should be Mekudeshes to a person that did not give. Someone is giving on behalf of his friend. She should be married to his friend. Rashi says, V'hu shluchoi elu shemekadsha mishaloi. The person that approached the woman was a shliach, which kipshutoi, my friends, means that the Mekadesh made him a shliach, appointed him a shliach, and said, go marry Leah for me. He went to Leah and realized that he didn't have what? Didn't have a ring, didn't have a pruta, didn't have money. So he picks out his own money and gives it to her. Are they Mekudeshes? Says Rashi, Mekudeshes, Midin Eved Kanani. Comes along the Ritva, and Ritva says, that's not the case. If that would be the case, you wouldn't need Din Eved Kanani. He's a shliach. Shlucha shel Adam. Kill my sight. The case is where he's not a shliach. What? Apparently, that's one machlokes between Rashi and the Ritva. Says the Ritva, the case is the man is not a shliach, and when he gives the money, who is going to say harei mekudeshes li? Is the person giving the money? Oh, not harei mekudeshes. Whatever. Who's going to say the harei mekudeshes? The person giving the money? No. The man himself is standing there as the other person gives him the money, says, this is an order, you should be Mekudeshes to Reuven. Reuven says, Hare at Mekudeshes Li. Because the Shliach can't do it because he's not a Shliach. As opposed to according to Rashi, what's the case? The middleman is a Shliach. The middleman is going to say, Hare at Mekudeshes to Reuven. According to the Ritva, Reuven is going to say, Hare Mekudeshes Li. With the money that he's giving you. This is the Machloikas Rishonim. I believe there's two major Nekudas in this Machloikas Rishonim which we have to know. Number one, according to the Ritva, in the case of Rashi, he rejects Rashi's suggestion that it works Midin Eved Kanani. And what does the Ritva hold? It's Stam Kedushin. Because you made him into a Shliach. And according to Rashi, the case of the Ritva, that the Ritva says worked Midin Eved Kanani, Rashi will reject and hold Eino Mekudeshes. Eino Mekudeshes. So we have, in my opinion, we have two machloikasim here between Ritva and Rashi. The Ritva is rejecting Rashi's pshat, and Rashi is rejecting the Ritva's pshat. The Rashi says we're talking about a case of a hu shlucha. If he's not shlucha, what does it sound like from Rashi? It won't work. And the Ritva says shlucha, you don't need shlucha. Shlucha doesn't need Eved Kanani. So again, in Rashi's case, the Ritva is rejecting that it works with an Eved Kanani. The Ritva says what? It works within shlichus. And in the Ritva's case, Rashi's rejecting that it's working within Eved Kanani, and Rashi holds it doesn't work. What's the machlok? Is Yoni Klovi the Tug?
Klovi the Tug. The Gemara is Rashi.
Doesn't mean he's a shliach. Rashi's inserting that he's a shliach. Tain mana leploini, right? Vek. Heilach mani viskachi leploini. Heilach mani viskachi leploini.
People talking then, according to
the Ritzvah? And the Ritzvah says, aside for that, he's going to sarah mukudeshesli. Akoponim, one machloigas Rashi in the Ritzvah, I believe, I have a goin, Reb Shlomo Schweitzer, Shetichya, Liyomim, Toivim, Aruchim, he's going, I spoke about on Sunday. About the Shpitz, Yeshiva, Shchakino! I allowed Reb Shlomo to be able to, what? What is Shlichus? What's the Yisoyed of Shlichus? There's different Nuschois exactly how to say it. It's Yachis to the Arsameach, that was Mechavin? Gevaldik. Is it Yodei Arichta, or is it that you Mesiras Koyach? Nafkamina is when you make a Shliach, who's the Mekadesh? If it's Yodei Arichta, so then I'm being Mekadesh, the Isha through you, I'm Ichbinach the Mekadesh. You're just my Yodei Arichta, you're an extension of me. But if the Pshat is that it's Mesiras Koyach, I am now empowering you, which would be called in legal terms, I'm giving you power of attorney, you do it. You do it. I give you a power of attorney, take care. So then who's the Mekadesh? The Shliach is the Mekadesh. Right? The Shliach is the Mekadesh. That's going to be the Shpitz, Chakira in the Achroinim, like we said, it's the Siachas to the Or Sameach. And the Chayra, if the Shliach is the Mekadesh, so then the Nafkamin is also going to be, whose money do you have to use? If it's Yodei Arichta, who's the Mekadesh? The Bailam is the Mekadesh, so whose money does it have to be? The Bailam's money. You can't use the Shliach's money. If you didn't have it Kanani, the Shliach's money is going to help. But if the Shliach is power of attorney, who's being Mekadesh? The Shliach, he could use his own money. He says, the Ritzvah, Vadi could use your own money. Favos nisht. That's as far as that Machloikas is concerned. But I want to talk about the flip side Machloikas.
I
was just trying to be practical.
The problem is, I remember having a cigarette that wants to be with that.
So I have to take that case out.
Okay. It would be this now for me that if I borrow money from someone and then I immediately send that person to go to confusion, I can't use the money I borrowed from them.
Doesn't have to be the Shliach's money. I have to give him my money. I have to give him my money. Whatever is my money. Whatever happens with the other money, it's a different story. But I have to give him my ring, my money. Has to be because I'm the Mekadesh. He's just the Shliach. The other nafkami, the other machloikes, is perhaps interesting machloikes. According to the Ritzvah, Din Evet Kanani is going to help even if you're not a shliach. Because the money came from me. The money came, Mikoyach, the original. What does Rashi hold? So you could say different uschois. I would like to suggest that perhaps this is Rashi Lishitosoi. Perhaps as follows. When it comes to buying a object, the most important thing in the buying of the object is the transfer of ownership of the money. The kesef, once the kesef becomes mine, then the object becomes yours. The kesef is going to create kinyan, either through kesef shivui, kesef kinyan, but it's all about the kinyan. Therefore, when it comes to Eved Kanani, which is talking about being koine in mekach memkar, the fact that someone else is giving the money won't change anything. However, when it comes to Kedushin, Rashi says, what's the main yesoid of how the kinyan works by kesef? What's the main yesoid how kinyan works by kesef? Lashon of the Rambam, we said, Yitain Dover Biyada Isha, which means the main Yisrael is the Maisa Nesinas Kesef. So the fact that you're giving money for me, but is the Maisa Nesina Nesiachas to me? You are my Shliach. So how's the Maisa Nesina Nesiachas? I, but Yenim got money because of you, but there's no Maisa Nesina, because I didn't give it to him. Says Rashi, without shlichus, it's not going to work. You need shlichus. Because you need a yitain davar. It has to be a maisa nesina. Yenim gave for me, but I didn't give. But you got money, mikoyach me. That's fine, I got the money. So for kinyan, it'll work. Because for mekach memkor, it'll work. But it's not going to work for kedushin unless you're a shliach. The Meir Rashi says you have to have shlichus. Rashi lishitasa. As we've seen throughout the sugya, Rashi learns the Yisoid. We even said a mardik a chiddush from a going to Rav Naftali Trop. Rav Naftali Trop says if you're mekadosh and isha, the Yisoid is not even a kinyan at all. You don't even need a kinyan in the kesef. What do you need? Only a maisin asinas kesef. It will work bal korcha, says Rav Naftali. She's not koine, but you put money in her hands. You put money in the kodesh. So over here, I got the kinyan, but I didn't put money in. It's not going to work either. The Yisoid is the maisin asina. Therefore, Rashi says you have to be a shliach. Oh, he's a shliach. The maisa is nesiach is to me, but I didn't give anything. Where's the davar come from? He called someone else. He called Izitin. Davar biyada isha. Half love of fella. Okay.
Why can't you say he tamed up? Like, it's even less. It just means that she has to end up with something.
Because that's not what ye tamed up means. It's the place. The Gemara even has a havamina. Mali kesef dida, mali kesef dida. He could give to her, she could give to him. It's clear it's not about someone receiving. It's about the transfer, the giving.
There has to be an idea of she getting something and her and him giving her some sort of hana.
To be a dover that shivoy.
They work together by
right.
Him giving her something.
Right, right.
In a case where we can have the hana from one case, but she ends up with some physical manifestation of it. Why not? Why would we say that?
Because he didn't give anything.
It's not, hana, and she has the dover.
It's the nesinas dover shel hana. Listen, Rivitzchak, you came a little late. You're coming like mittens man. We've been building this for months already. I gotta get moving. I only got another 7 minutes. Okay, Rabbi said like this. I'm gonna skip out. I have a ha'ara over here as far as Eved Kanani is concerned. We're gonna skip that out, I guess, about how Eved Kanani works, but leave that alone. Now I got a big issue. The third case. What's the third case? Says the Gemara. 10 mana leploini, ve'akadosh ani loy mekudeshes. Midin shneim. 10 mana leploini. She says, give money to Ploini. Ve'akadosh ani loy, and I'll be married to him. So there's three people. There's, we're going to use Yaakov and Leah. If you don't mind, just because that's what I have on the paper. Yaakov and Leah. And there's Yitzchak. Who's getting married? Who do we want to get married? Yaakov and Leah. Right? Well, Yaakov and Leah to marry. How does that happen? Yitzchak gives money to Yaakov. And Yaakov is married to Leah. Yitzchak gives money to Yaakov. And Yaakov is going to be married to Leah. Whose money? Yitzchak's money. Yitzchak's going to give his money to Yaakov. And Yaakov's going to be married to Leah. That's the case. Midin Shneim, Midin Orev, and Midin Eved Kanani. Orev is, does the Isha have to receive the money, or is it enough you give it to someone the Isha wants you to give it to? Orev is, give it to whoever you want. If the Isha says, give it to Ploini, Midinash Midin Orev. If the Isha says, give it to someone that I care about, Mekudeshes. Does the husband have to give the money in order for them to be Mekudeshes? No. So what would be if Yitzchak gives Yaakov? So Grada, the one who is supposed to quote unquote give, is getting. Ha ha! This is funny. Good. That's funny, but that's what it's going to be. Mekudeshes midin shneim. Yitzchak gives Yaakov, so Yaakov is taking money and being Mekudeshes. Cool. That's cool.
Just say she's getting double hana. gets the Hanan, someone listens to her words, and she gets the Hanan that takes out the money.
It's not Adam Chashev. It's not talking about Adam Chashev.
No, but we said last case on Thursday, we said, listen, she's receiving her Hanan.
Her Hanan is that someone's listening to her. Whatever it is. So it's not double Hanan, it's only one Hanan here.
Even if it's Adam Chashev, that's not the way it's working.
Yeah, but it's not Adam Chashev. Leave it alone.
So she's getting it.
Okay, so she's getting Hanan because someone's giving because of her, and he's giving because someone's giving because of him, and he's. Wow, this is so cool. Okay, can be cool. That's fine. Gemara's cool. The problem is like this. This is my problem. What's the case? According to the Ritva, our case of Eved Kanani was Yitzchak was not a shliach. So this is the case. Yitzchak is not a shliach. So Yitzchak goes over to Yaakov, is not a shliach of Yaakov. Yaakov then goes to Leah and says, "Hare at mikudeshes li," with the money that Yitzchak gave me. Hare at. Anyone want to be? Can you be my? This is the vibe over here. This is the vibe. Okay, I'm going to be the man. And Bensi is just helping me out. We're helping us both out. Bensi gives me money. Bensi's giving me money. Oh, 1 second. Hare at mikudeshes li, with this money that I'm getting, that he's giving me. That works. Adim? Mikudesh. It's supposed to say mikudeshes, Adim. Mikudeshes. No, it's after you break the plate. What? So say Mekudesh. Adam say Mekudesh is under the chuppah. Just to like, shtel. Okay? You got that? So Bensi's giving me money to be Mekudesh. I'm going to tell him, Aram Mekudesh Asli, with this money, and that's good. That's the ritual. Where I'm having a hard time getting into my head is Rashi. What's Rashi's shita? You're my shliach, Bensi. Okay? Be my shliach to give it to her. He goes to her, and she says, "Don't give it to me, give it to him." Okay. Hey, Betsy, why don't you give it to her?
To you.
Oh, okay. So you say... What? What? What just happened?
Why can't it be the woman?
More than that.
Well, a second.
Because you guys are so caught up in friend zone. Is that the case?
Bensi is my shliach. That's Eved Kanani. Eved Kanani is Bensi being my shliach. So Bensi is my shliach. Bensi, go marry her. So he goes. And he wants to give it to her. Who does this belong to? Bensi. Bensi goes to say, "I'd like to marry you for me, the rabbi." And David says, "You know what? Give it back to him." Now, we have to assume he said it beforehand, or else he's just stopped blowing me off. Let's assume, okay, fine. Comes back to me. My shliach gives me money to be mekudeshes to her. How does that work? Now again, it's his money.
It's your money.
It's not her shliach. That's not the case.
Why do you need shliach?
It's because it's within shneim. If it's her shliach, so then it's not that. It's not snahi. It's her shliach. So he's giving it now for her. It's not snahi. He's my shliach. He's my shliach.
No, because he's giving her the hana.
Not me, the shliach. Other rabbi, he's giving her the hana because he's for me. Because I'm giving her the hana. I'm the man. I'm giving her the hana. How? The hana is because he's listening to her. He's my shliach.
The hana is that he's listening to her.
Right.
Right? And then the Eved Kanani is that even though you're not giving anything, right? You're not giving anything.
Right.
You're receiving, you're getting done.
Right.
So that's within Arev, and then within Eved Kanani.
Correct. So he's my shliach.
No. Why can't it be he is...
He's not her shliach. What's he her shliach for?
To give you something.
That's not snahi.
That's the first case.
That's not snahi. No, that's not the first case. The first case was I wanted to give to her, and she said, "You know what? Give it to him." Okay, I'll give it to him. So there's no one's her shliach. She doesn't have a shliach. She's being makabalit because here I know it's as if she's makabalit. So over here, how could it be that my shliach is giving it to me? It might have to do with the yisod of shlichus.
When the girl says give it back to him, is it making it a new shliach?
What?
When David says give it back to where it came from.
Why can't Rebbe be David?
Why can't one cancel out the other?
Can I be David shliach to Mekabel? We don't see anywhere in the sugya that anyone is the isha shlichus. There is no shlichus for the isha. It does not exist. You can make it up. You can make it up if you want, but it doesn't exist in the sugya. So there could be two nischois how to say it. The way I'm going to say it is as follows. My problem with this is because I'm understanding that Bensi is my shliach to make kedushin. But if Bensi is my shliach purely to do a maisa nesina, purely to do a maisa nesina, and according to Rashi, what is kedushin? Yitain davar biyada isha. So Bensi is my shliach in order to do the maisa nesina. So by giving it to me, if she is getting by giving to me, Bensi is being my shliach to do the maisa nesina. So the maisa nesina happens when Bensi gives it to me. If the shlichus has to do with the kinyan, so I have a hard time where the kinyan's happening from me to me. Bensi's my shliach. How am I koine? How can I be on the receiving end of a kinyan that I'm on the giving end of? How did I do both of them? He's my shliach to give, and I'm going to end up taking. So he's giving to me.
Yeah. What's the big deal? It works because it's our age. She's still getting enough of the fact that he's giving something to me. So it sounds ridiculous. At the end of the day, is it already yes or no? It is already. So it looks ridiculous. It is ridiculous. Big deal.
Why can't the shliach switch?
When she sends me back, why can't it be that it's a new thing?
Because it's Midin Eved Kanani. Or else it won't work. What did I give? I didn't give anything. Elamai has to be my shliach. So he's my shliach to create kedushin for me, and he does that by making a kinyan. That by me making a kinyan, I'm being zeich in the mice.
Why can't it just work with an arev?
It can't work just with an arev because then I didn't give anything. What did I give?
You gave her money, but she's giving it to you.
I didn't give him money. It was just me, din arev.
No, so it's his money.
Ask for me, din shneim. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, I just want to finish up quickly because I have to go. Kitzer, after enough that needs beer. The achroinim have the following shiloh. The shiloh of the achroinim is: what happens if a man throws a kedushin to an isha? He's zorach kedushin leisha. Okay, I don't know if it has to be physically thrown, because I don't know if you need an asina for kedushin. He throws kedushin to an isha. When it leaves his hands, it wasn't shava pruta. But when it gets to the isha's hands, it is shava pruta. I don't know if it means that he physically threw it. Maybe he sent her in a telegram, he sent her in a package. We left his hand, it wasn't shava pruta. When it received her hands, it was a shava pruta. Are they mekudeshes or not? It's a machloikes achroim.
Why is that the case of Monday?
Shouldn't it be the same thing again?
That you have a shiloh of whether we're donning shema shava pruta. Leave alone shema. The question is if vade mekudeshes or not vade mekudeshes. It's going to be something mekudeshes because shema shava pruta.
It wasn't worth Monday.
I left it where I am. We're not handling Madai. Madai will make Suffolk Kedushin. We want a Vada Kedushin. Where I am right now, it's not worth a Pruta. I throw it. When it lands, it is worth a Pruta. It's Machloikis in the Poiskim. Why would it not be good? Because I didn't give anything. So Eved Kanani, that works. You want to say you want to work with me? Din Eved Kanani.
No,
it's not only about me. Baharaya, if someone else gives her, you need a Din Eved Kanani. Does this work? Me Din Eved Kanani. But even by Eved Kanani, Chutz, the person that gave it lost something. Here, no one lost anything. Maybe it shouldn't work. Me Din Eved Kanani.
Why do you need a Din Pruta by Kesef? Not for the man. The Din.
That might depend.
For the woman.
That might depend. It depends on how you learn the Din. If it's mikoyach the nesina lo mekanya nafsha, then maybe enochanami. You think davar biyada isha, the isha got a davar, and that's it. She got a davar. But if you say it's mikoyach the kinyan, then maybe he's going to have to takabi chosamidi. That might be the chakira. The interesting thing in the Rambam, the Shmuz points out the seder that the Rambam brings these halachas is very interesting. I wish we had more time to go into it, but we don't. We're going to not chazer tonight. I mean, you will chazer tonight, but I'm not going to be there tomorrow. We're starting the next week of Adam Chasha Beis Hashem Mitzvah Dishmai. That's it, folks.